Yeah, Lord, we praise you. Thank you for your rich speaking. Thank you that your word is so practical for us, that your word saves us. These first few verses in Hebrews 13 are very practical. And we have this title in the outline. It's the proof of faith that should come to be expressed in Zion. Because our faith has to have evidence, proof. If we just believe and it's just knowledge for us, then that's not good. But these verses show us that our faith must be expressed in Zion. Because our faith has to have a result, as we heard this morning. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This is a summary of everything that we have heard. After we have seen all of this, seen all the witnesses of faith, how will we conduct ourselves in these last days? How will we walk in this last leg of the race? And it says, let your conduct be without covetousness and be content. So good and important that we take this to heart. The root of all evil is the love of money. Sometimes we think, oh, people want to do something to help us with our health, but we shouldn't be so naive. The root of all evil is the love of money. And we have to understand this. This world is really driven by the love of money, by covetousness, by gain. In the politics and in economics, it's all about this. And we shouldn't think that people are here to help us, or that the people of the world are here to help us. But the root of all evil is the love of money. And we have to resist this. But the Lord wants us to be free from this. And this is also wonderful. And this is especially something that we see in these days. What really... stands the test of time. Because the Lord says that everything in the world passes away, but he who does the will of God abides forever. And we see in this world how everything is passing away. We invest ourselves maybe in our work and there's certain things that we can't go along with because of our conscience, and suddenly we're gone. This is the world. You invest in something, you put effort and time, capacity into the world, you gain something, and then it's all gone, like a breath, like a vapor. And the Lord wants to save us from this. He wants to make our hearts free from this. So this time is really a grace for me. How have I experienced him in the last few months, that inwardly I have seen, also outwardly, how the Lord has told me, don't invest too much in this world, in your work, because it's gone so soon and people won't respect your work anyway. there's only it's only a outward security that you have in this world. You always want to build a buffer for yourself, but it's gone so quickly. Things can just vaporize before your eyes, and it's not there anymore. Everything that you have gotten for yourself or worked for, nothing is stable anymore. Can't just go shopping anymore like you wanted to, like you are used to. But the Lord really wants to fully free us from this. Like this fool in Luke. He built up so much buffer for himself, and he filled his barn with so many riches, and then he says, I'm just going to live my life now. And then everything that he worked for, though, was blown away. And so we need to, in this last leg of the race, to really be freed from everything else. Yeah, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the Lord has to work this more in me, that I would depend on him alone and not on the security in this world. That I would fully trust and depend on him. And I'm noticing more and more the reality of this, that through the outward situations we are forced to fully trust in the Lord. Of course we know the verses in Matthew 6, do not worry about your life. So today we should also see we're not here to just have a nice life. We're not here to just enjoy our lives. That should not be our worry or what we care about. But our dealing or what we should care about is really the kingdom of God. That's why he says, do not worry about your life. Because who knows what will come? But recently the Lord has told me, don't worry about your job. Of course, if without a job I have no income, without an income I have no apartment. And then I have thought, what if I don't have a job? And what if I can't pay for my apartment? But the Lord says, do not worry about your life, because we are here for the Lord. Amen. I will never leave you nor forsake you. We can learn this now. Yeah, it's good if we just always have this preparedness within our hearts. Yeah, to learn to really trust in the Lord completely. Regardless of what I have or don't have, I want to fully depend on you, because he will never leave us nor forsake us. If we're so rooted in this world, then it'll be hard to leave it. Because Paul says, I use the world as if I didn't need it. What he has, he uses it. What he doesn't have, it's also okay. We can use what we have. But what we don't have, it's also okay. Yeah. He was just free to take whatever the Lord gave him or didn't give him. He knew how to have a lot, how to have abundance, and how to also have lack. So we need to really prepare our hearts and to tell the Lord, I want to have such a heart that is fully free from all the bondage of this world, from the so-called security of this world that we think we have in this world. The Lord wants to make us fully free from this. And we should learn to be content in whatever situation we are. And the Lord also said, He will not leave us nor forsake us. It's actually from Psalm 37. It's wonderful to bring this word to the Lord. Verse 37, 28. The Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. Amen. The Lord loves justice. That is good. And does not forsake his saints. So what are we paying attention to today, that we just have this so-called security? Or are we paying more attention to our being godly? Yeah, the Lord does not forsake his saints. And we already read in Joshua 1:5, he gave him such a promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that Joshua should be bold, courageous, regardless of the situation. In the Lord, we should be strong. We need to have such confidence in the Lord. And that's why we can be bold and say, the Lord is my helper. The people in this world are fearful. And Hebrews 2 says this as well. Hebrews 2:14, that people, verse 15 actually, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Yeah, people are really held in bondage these days. If you don't get the vaccine before the end of the year, you're going to die. That's what people believe, and it's the fear that people is being instilled in people, and through this they are subject to bondage. But the Lord says He is our confidence. And we have to see that the enemy is working so much with fear and making people scared. And we shouldn't make ourselves one with this. But the Lord said, He is our refuge. He is our confidence. Yeah, and we have to learn this today, that He is our confidence, that He is our helper. Where does our help come from? Yeah, where does our help come from? The one who made heaven and earth. Yeah, we have to learn to say this in our current situation, that our help comes from the Lord, not from human solution, man-made solutions, but our help comes from the Lord. The Lord is my helper. Psalm 121 says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord says, He is our help. Let us really eat this word and prepare our hearts and learn to know the Lord in such a way. Because the Lord is for us, and who will be against us? People will be increasingly against us. I realize this at work. If I'm not in agreement with certain things, suddenly I get resistance. I did everything well. I thought I'd do everything well at my job. But then all of a sudden I realize people are against me. But Romans 8 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? So let's make sure that we're on the Lord's side, and then He will be for us. And then we can say, if God is for us, who will be against us? Who can be against us? Maybe outwardly speaking, man can do a lot. But the Lord says we should not fear man and not fear what they can do to us, outwardly speaking. Don't be afraid of those who can take away your job, or who can harm your body, or who can shut you out, or who offend you, or who no longer respect you. Don't fear them. Fear the Lord, that we would be worthy to stand before him and not fear man. May the Lord really make us such ones and really equip us for the coming time. The Lord is for me. That's why I will not fear. Tell the Lord, I want you to be for me. And then we can say we will not fear. That's why I'm not afraid of my boss or my colleagues, or that I cannot go shopping anymore. We still don't know what will happen in the future, but if he is for us, then we really do not have to fear. And Moses, did he fear Pharaoh? No. He knew exactly that the Lord is for him. He experienced so much wrath from Pharaoh, but he knew that the Lord is for him. And this was his strength, and this was his certainty, his confidence. These verses are so precious for us. Amen.